This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the ag community has grown increasingly frustrated with the Biden administration's EPA as a backlog of critical rulings has left essential technologies and tools in limbo. Farmers and producers have been waiting for decisive action to address regulatory uncertainties that impact their livelihoods. As the Trump administration takes the reins, there's hope that long overdue decisions will be made to support innovation and progress in agriculture. We'll talk about that with the folks at Syngenta next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? Learn more about the innovative uses of soybeans at iasoybeans.com.
One of the companies that has significantly been impacted by EPA's sluggish response is Syngenta, which has been waiting for critical seed trait approvals that are essential for advancing ag productivity. The delay has caused uncertainty and hindered farmers' access to innovative crop solutions. Jeff Cecil from Syngenta has outlined the company's challenges due to the prolonged regulatory process and emphasizes an urgent need for EPA to take some decisive actions.
EPA has been a bit challenging recently. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody. It's taken longer and longer to get products through the process to get approvals. We've got a couple of products that are in the queue right now that have been in there for about 20 months longer than they should have been, which is getting to be a long time. So we're really hoping that we can start moving again.
Cecil warns that a backlog of seed trait approvals and other technologies has compromised the U.S.'s leadership position in global ag, leaving the country lagging in technology adoption and use. He stresses that without prompt action, American farmers will continue to face competitive disadvantages on the world stage.
What we're really trying to communicate to the EPA is farmers need the technologies that are there. That innovation that we're putting into the American agricultural market is important for farmers to continue to be able to overcome the challenges that they have. And we're trying to communicate that to them. Unfortunately, we find ourselves as the U.S. falling behind our leadership position that we used to historically have in bringing new technologies to market. For instance, we have two products that are waiting approval right now. They'll soon be the 20th country registered if we were to get them registered today. We used to, 5 years ago, 8 years ago, we would have number three on that list. And so it's really an industry problem. Nobody's getting new technologies out. And it's going to impact American agriculture as a result.
It already takes long enough to get new technologies from the lab to the marketplace. Adding regulatory burdens and a time left dragging their feet is just wasting valuable time that farmers could already be using products that are caught up in the backlog.
It takes somewhere between 12 and 15 years to get it to market now. And it costs us about $280 to $300 million to do it. So these things have been in the works for 10 plus years before they see the EPA's door. And they're not making it. And so we really have to do a better job at communicating to the EPA as an industry. This is not a Syngenta problem. This is an industry-wide problem. We have to communicate the challenges that the U.S. farmer is facing right now.
As Cecil has said, this is something that's going to take the whole ag industry to deal with. It's not just one company that faces these problems. The industry has to band together to send a message to Washington. That's the retailers and the farmers together. He encourages producers to let their voices be heard by their representative delegation. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.